All over the country, the refrain is the same. Businesses struggling to find workers, despite an unemployment rate that's close to 6% in July, higher than pre-pandemic levels. The hospitality industry is among those trying to fill open positions. And in North Carolina, some businesses are searching for new ways to attract and keep staff. Laura Pelliser of member station WUNC reports.
If you want to wait tables, wash dishes, or shuck oysters, the 42nd Street Oyster Bar in Raleigh, North Carolina, wants to hear from you. Like other hospitality businesses in the region, this spot, popular with North Carolina lawmakers, has a slew of open positions for hosts, bussers, cooks, and more. General Manager Hunter Correll says he just interviewed a candidate. His goal is to have a fully staffed restaurant once again.
And we're trying to persevere, and hopefully with patience we can get the right people in here on our staff and get back to a little normalcy.
Finding people to fill positions at places like the 42nd Street Oyster Bar is a daunting task. Lynn Minges heads the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association. She says when lockdown ended, businesses were faced with a new challenge.
We, you know, suddenly found that we had yet one more crisis looming, and that is that we couldn't find workers to fill the many jobs that exist in our industry today.
According to the latest figures from the North Carolina Department of Commerce, transportation, material moving, and administrative support jobs also have plenty of open positions to fill.
But I think the hospitality industry is feeling it in a disproportionate way, largely because we saw such significant job loss, in a very short period of time.
Minges says that of the more than 500,000 workers in the hospitality industry in North Carolina, nearly half were displaced from their jobs during COVID. The industry is still down nearly 60,000 workers based on the latest available figures. In Raleigh, the president of the Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau, Dennis Edwards, is tracking those numbers. He says in recent months, the city's leisure and hospitality industry was still down about 20% for full-time employees and about 30% for part-time compared with pre-COVID days. Meanwhile, in May, the city of Raleigh had its best month ever, according to food and beverage tax collections.
Now where demand is back to levels where they want to bring nearly all their staff back if they can. But it is extremely hard to find anyone that wants to work in the hospitality and leisure market right now.
Lynn Minges of the Restaurant and Lodging Association says the hospitality worker shortage is the product of overlapping factors.
Many of those workers went on to find jobs in other sectors. So we're having to replace a workforce, not just call people back to work. So that's one of the problems we're facing. I think a second factor is the federal stimulus and the unemployment benefits have allowed people to continue to be able to stay at home.
That federal pandemic unemployment benefit is a $300 per week payment for displaced workers. It's set to expire at the beginning of September. In the meantime, businesses like Hunter Correll's Oyster Bar are getting creative in order to attract and keep staff.
We've tried to reward customers who refer people in here that we hire. We'll give a $100 gift card to. We're also doing a signing bonus.
But it would take more than a bonus to attract Keenan Nessel back to the hospitality industry. Before the pandemic, she worked in a range of jobs, including in a bakery, as a barista, and as a kitchen worker. During the pandemic, she managed a hair salon and says it felt like working in a danger zone. Today, Nessel works from home as a life insurance underwriter, a job she says she appreciates for the benefits and autonomy. She disagrees with the notion that unemployment benefits are discouraging workers from returning to the industry.
I think that people are waiting for it to be safe for them to go back to work if they are collecting unemployment, or it's possible that they are not in a place where they have those opportunities.
Nessel says she has no immediate plans to return to the hospitality industry.
I will never go back to a job where I'm making $2.13 an hour and I am at the whim of someone's emotions and my ability to get a paycheck. And the lack of benefits, it's not sustainable for a single person, and it's not sustainable for a person with a family.
For Here and Now, I'm Laura Pelliser in Durham, North Carolina.